天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。我们知道我们得救不是出于自己，也不是出于别人，而是神的恩典。我们成为基督徒以后，我们应该做什么才能配得那基督徒的名号呢？我们是神的孩子，我们是新造的人，我们的行事为人是不是应该要像一个新的人，而不是和以前一样呢？很多时候我们听到人们说，那某某某还是基督徒呢，做的事情还没有不信基督的人好呢。我们不希望自己成为神福音传扬的绊脚石，让信徒疑惑，让不信主的人更不信了。下面麦克牧师会为我们分享我们走在这条属天道路上要记住的原则，那就让我们一起来听吧。
Hello, dear friend, and we're glad you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
You remember where we left off last week?
你记得上次我们讲到哪里吗？
We talked about the message of being relevant and being urgent and being patient.
我们讲到要迫切的、有针对性和忍耐的去传道。
And I told you that next week I will tell you why.
我说过在这一次节目里我会告诉你为什么要这么做。
And today I'm going to tell you three reasons why Timothy must be urgent, relevant, and patient.
今天我就要告诉你这三个原因，为什么提摩太必须迫切的、有针对性的和忍耐的去传道。
The first one is in verse 1 of chapter 4.
第一个原因在提摩太后书四章第一节。
Because God will judge the Christians.
因为神会审判基督徒。
I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你。
Now some of the Christians have problem with this.
现在有些基督徒对这节经文有疑问。
They take some passages out of context.
他们断章取义地读圣经。
Such as a text that said there is no condemnation upon those who are in Christ Jesus.
比如说经文讲在基督耶稣里的人不会被定罪。
And they said there is no judgment for the believer.
于是他们说信徒不必受审判。
Once I believe,
只要我一相信
I don't have to do anything else.
就不用做任何事了。
That is either willful ignorance or deliberate disobedience.
那是盲目闭塞或是故意叛逆。
It is true we are absolutely saved by grace and grace alone.
不错，我们得救是完全依靠恩典，我们唯独靠恩典得救。
You do nothing for your salvation.
你不用做任何事来换取救恩。
You only receive it.
你只要接受就可以了。
One cannot be saved through good works.
人不能靠行善得救。
But the judgment of the unbelievers is different from the judgment of the believers.
但是不信的人所受的审判和信徒受的审判是不同的。
The person who refused salvation from hell that is offered to us through Jesus Christ will end up there.
拒绝借着耶稣基督得救恩的人最后会下到阴间。
But the judgment of the believers is going to be like an award ceremony time.
但对信徒的审判却好像颁奖典礼一样。
In heaven, we will each have different rewards.
在天上，我们会得到不同的奖赏。
After all, God is not a communist.
毕竟，神不是共产主义者。
He will not give us exactly the same reward.
他不会给我们完全一样的奖赏。
That would not be fair, would it?
那就不公平了，对吗？
If you have a Bible, I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 8.
如果你有圣经，请翻到以弗所书二章第八节开始。
This is a familiar passage to Christians.
这段经文是基督徒所熟悉的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift from God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Not because of works, lest any man should boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
He said we are saved by grace.
保罗说，我们得救是本乎恩。
But we are saved unto good works.
但神救我们是要叫我们行善。
Do you understand the difference?
你明白其中的区别吗？
Not through good works,
并不是靠好行为得救，
but to good works.
但叫我们得救后要有好行为。
If anybody says, well, I'm a Christian because I was born a Christian, therefore, and I don't have to give of myself.
假如有人说我是基督徒，因为我生来就是基督徒，所以我不需要付出。
That is wrong.
那是错误的。
If somebody says, I don't have to give of my substance,
假如有人说我不需要有实质的付出，
or because I'm a Christian, I don't have to do anything for the work of Christ,
或者说因为我是基督徒，我不需要为基督做任何事，
or because I'm a Christian, I don't have to live clean and pure life,
或者说因为我是基督徒，我不需要过圣洁和干净的生活，
this person, if he is saved, he is in deep trouble.
假使这人是得救的话，他就有麻烦了。
Paul tells the Corinthians that the work of every Christian is going to be tested by fire.
保罗告诉哥林多教会，每个基督徒所建造的工程都要受火的试验。
Those who are lazy and self-centered Christians,
那些懒惰和自我中心的基督徒，
their work will burn like when you strike a match to a bale of hay.
他们的工程必像草木禾秸被火焚烧。
For those who have been faithful and who have exercised their gifts,
对那些忠心又能发挥恩赐的人，
those who have used their resources generously,
那些慷慨运用资源的人，
those who have used their time wisely,
那些以智慧善用时间的人，
those who have used their talents fully,
那些全力发挥他们才干的人。
When they are tested with fire,
当他们被火试验时，
they will be like gold.
他们要像纯金一样，
gold that will shine brighter.
金子越烧越闪亮，
will become purer.
越烧越纯净。
When they receive their rewards in heaven, it will be a glorious time.
当他们在天上接受奖赏时，是多么荣耀的一刻呀。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你，
are you feeling down and discouraged this evening?
你今天是否感到灰心沮丧？
Do you feel like Asaph in Psalm 73?
是否像亚萨在诗篇73篇的感受那样？
Do you know what Asaph did in Psalm 73?
你知不知道亚萨在诗篇73篇做了什么呢？
He looked around.
他环顾四周。
And then he saw that everybody who's not believer was prospering.
他看见那些不信神的人，个个都很富裕，凡事顺利。
They were not suffering.
他们没有吃过苦。
They were not sacrificing.
他们不用牺牲。
And yet he, as a believer, was suffering for the sake of God.
然而他自己身为信徒，却为神的缘故遭受苦难。
If you are feeling the same way,
如果你也有同样的感受。
First of all, I want you to go back and read the entire psalm, Psalm 73.
首先请你回头去读整篇的诗，诗篇73篇。
And then I want to tell you that the Bible is telling us to be patient.
然后让我告诉你，圣经教我们要忍耐。
Because one day you will see,
因为有一天你会看见，
that those people who seemingly to be prosperous and having everything,
目前那些似乎很富裕、拥有一切的人，
they will be sliding with speed into hell and damnation.
他们必灭亡，并急速滑落到阴间去。
Your faithfulness will be rewarded.
而你的忠心必得着奖赏。
One day,
有一天，
your perseverance will be honored by God himself.
你的忍耐必得神的称赞。
And you will receive a crown from his hand for your faithfulness.
你必因忠心而从神手中接受冠冕。
Don't ever, ever give up.
永远，永远不要放弃。
So it is an urgent appeal.
这是迫切的呼吁。
It is a relevant appeal.
是有针对性的呼吁。
And it must be done with patience.
同时必须忍耐等候。
Because in the last day, we will be rewarded.
因为到了末日我们必得着奖赏。
And you will be rewarded according to the extent of your faithfulness.
必定按照你忠心的程度接受奖赏。
So the first reason is that God is going to judge the believers.
所以第一个原因就是神要审判信徒。
The second reason why the appeal must be urgent, relevant, and patiently.
要做出迫切的、有针对性的和忍耐的呼吁。第二个原因就是。
Because of the increasing unfaithfulness of others.
因为不忠诚的人日益增加。
In verse 3,
在第三节,
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears.
因为时候要到人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒。
They will accumulate to themselves teachers who will suit their liking.
就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
These people that Paul is talking about,
保罗在这里所说的人
are known to us,
是我们所熟悉的。
They are everywhere in the world.
世界各地都有这样的人。
We meet them everywhere we go.
无论我们到哪里去，都会遇见他们。
We meet them in the schools.
我们在学校里遇见他们。
We meet them in the social gathering.
我们在社交场合遇见他们。
And we meet them in the places of our work.
我们在工作场所遇见他们。
Their motto is this.
他们的口号是
Just a little bit of religion goes a long way.
只要和信仰沾点边就大有用处了。
I am a Christian, but I'm open-minded.
我是基督徒，但是我很开通。
I'm a Christian, but I'm not exclusively so.
我是基督徒，但我不排斥别人。
I'm a Christian, but I don't want to talk about it.
我是基督徒，但我不谈论信仰。
I like to go to church to hear some sermons that make me feel good.
我喜欢到教会去听听顺耳的道。
Paul said,
保罗说,
Such people are suffering from a pathological condition called itching ear.
从病理学来看，这类人得了耳朵发痒病。
They have an itching ear for novelty.
他们耳朵发痒，只想听些新奇的东西。
They have an itching ear for what is only bland and watered down.
他们耳朵发痒，只想听些风花雪月、无关痛痒的东西。
They have an itching to hear what will not convict them of their sins.
他们耳朵发痒，只能听些不需要他认罪的道理。
Or convict them of the need to repent.
或者告诉他不需要悔改。
And the only relief they get from their condition,
在他们的处境中，唯一使他们感到轻松和解脱的，
is when I hear a preacher who tells them what they want to hear.
就是听听传道人讲些迎合他们喜好的东西。
The reality is that their ears are stopped up against the truth.
事实上，他们的耳朵已经塞住了，听不见真道。
They will only unstop their ears long enough. When they hear someone who relieves their itching by scratching it.
除非有人能稍稍痒处，否则他们就是充耳不闻。
The criterion by which they judge the preacher.
这就是他们判断传道人的标准。
Regardless whether it is the truth or not.
而不在乎他们所讲的合不合真理。
They reject the sound teaching, said Paul.
保罗说他们厌烦纯正的道理。
There were select leaders who make them feel good.
他们会挑选一些让他们感到舒服的人做领袖。
So what is Timothy to do?
那么提摩太该怎么办呢？
Verse 5 tells us.
第五节说，
He is to stay the course.
他要尽自己的职分。
He is to fulfill his ministry regardless of the cost.
他要不惜代价地完成传道的功夫。
He is to endure suffering.
他要忍受苦难。
He is to refuse to compromise.
他要拒绝妥协。
Here is what someone said about this verse.
有人这样解说这段经文。
Whenever the Bible faith becomes unpopular,
每当圣经的教义渐渐不受欢迎，
many Christians are tempted to mute the elements which give most offense.
就有许多基督徒企图遮掩那些会引起反感的事，避而不谈。
You may be suffering for your faith right now.
目前你可能正在为信仰而受苦。
God's power is with you.
但神的能力与你同在。
Do you know that when the time happened in history when Christianity became the law of the land?
你知道吗？历史上当基督教成为当地的法律时，
Christianity was weakened.
基督教就衰弱了。
Christianity is strong only when it's under pressure.
基督教只有在压迫下才会强壮。
Someone said Christianity is like a tea bag.
有人说基督教好像茶包一样。
It does not show its power until it gets into hot water.
除非将茶包放进开水里，否则显不出它的浓郁来。
Let me illustrate to you from history.
让我从历史来说明一下。
When the Christians were being burnt at the stake during the first 200 years,
头200年间，基督徒被烧死在火刑柱上。
Christianity was very strong.
那是基督教非常兴盛。
But then about 313 AD,
但后来大约在公元313年，
when Emperor Constantine issued the Edict of Milan,
君士坦丁大帝签署米兰条约。
In which he said that Christianity has now become the religion of the empire.
他宣布基督教定为国教。
Lots of people hurried up and became Christians.
许多人争先恐后的成为基督徒。
They became members of the church.
他们加入教会。
They were accepted quickly into baptism.
他们很快的就接受洗礼。
But only the Lord, who is the searcher of the heart, knows how many of those remain pagan at heart.
但只有鉴察人心的主才知道，其中有多少人内心仍然信奉异教。
But we know their harmful influence upon the Church of Jesus Christ.
但我们知道他们对耶稣基督的教会带来有多坏的影响。
They began to mix Christianity with paganism.
他们把异教和基督教混杂在一起。
And demanded more and more concessions from the Christians.
并要求基督徒不断的让步。
They brought a pagan form of worship in the church.
他们将异教的崇拜方式带入教会。
They disregarded Christian discipline in the church.
他们漠视基督教会里的纪律。
And they brought Christianity into conformity with paganism.
他们使基督教随从异教的模式。
Because Christianity became popular.
因为基督教变得大众化。
Because the offense of the cross had ceased.
因为十字架不再使人反感。
The reproach of the name of Christ was gone.
基督之名不再责备人心。
And as the church grew in favor with people,
教会渐渐地迎合人们的喜好。
It lost power with God.
它失去了神的能力。
Until they ended up with a semi-pagan medieval church.
直到最后变成不伦不类的中世纪教会。
I firmly believe the following.
我坚定地相信。
Just as the church started with the supernatural power of God in the midst of opposition,
正如初期教会在反对势力中靠着神超自然的大能建立起来。
Now at the end of times,
到现在这末世的日子里，
the faithful remnant will face many oppositions.
忠心遗留下来的人会面对许多对抗。
But they will have the supernatural power of God with them.
但有神超自然的大能与他们同在。
Just as the church began, so it will end.
教会如此开始，也将如此结束。
You know what that says?
你知道那是什么意思吗？
Jesus is coming back soon.
主耶稣就快要回来。
And that's the good news.
那就是福音。
Now back to 2 Timothy.
现在回到提摩太后书。
The Apostle Paul is about to die.
使徒保罗将要面对死亡。
And he's telling Timothy now to keep the gospel alive.
他要提摩太保持福音的生命力。
Paul is in chains.
保罗虽在捆锁中。
Timothy proclaims the freeing gospel.
但提摩太要去宣告使人自由的福音。
Verse 6, Paul said,
保罗在第六节里说，
The time of my departure has come.
我离世的时候到了。
And the word departure here is a very significant word.
这里所用的离世这个词别具意义。
It's a word that's used when a ship pulls anchor and is lifted.
这个词原来是形容船拉起锚来。
And is ready to sail to another shore.
预备开航到另一个海岸去。
What a beautiful picture of dying for the believer.
这样形容信徒的死是多么美丽的一幅图画。
Of departing from shore to shore.
离开一岸航行到另一岸。
Paul said, I fought the good fight.
保罗说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Like the faithful soldier.
就好像忠心的士兵。
Paul stayed in the middle of the heat of the battle.
保罗在激烈的战争中奋勇作战。
He did not run away.
他没有逃走。
He did not hide.
他没有躲藏。
He did not choose the shady spots.
他没有偏安一方。
He did not give up.
他没有放弃。
He did not get the easy jobs.
他没有避重就轻。
He did not run away from the front line.
他没有逃避上前线。
Paul has said,
保罗说
I have run the race.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
The Christian life is like a running of a marathon.
基督徒的生命正如马拉松长途赛跑一样。
Paul has kept on running no matter how tired he got.
保罗无论有多疲倦他继续地往前跑。
No matter how exhausted he often felt.
即使他经常感到精疲力尽他仍跑下去。
Paul's Olympic medal is not like what the Greeks used to give.
保罗所获得的奥林匹克金牌并不是希腊人平常颁发的那一种。
It's not a green wreath.
不是常绿叶的桂冠。
But rather,
而是
it is a crown of justification for standing for the truth.
因着他能守住真道而获得公义的冠冕。
I don't want you to miss this point here.
我希望你不要忽略这个重点。
Not only Paul is getting that crown.
不单是保罗得着那冠冕。
He says that all those who are not afraid of the return of Christ will also receive one.
他说那不怕基督再来的人也可得着冠冕。
All those who are looking forward to his return will be crowned.
凡爱慕主回来的人都可得着冠冕。
The unbelievers are afraid of the return of Christ.
不信主的人害怕基督的再来。
The unbelievers don't want to think of the end of the world.
不信主的人不愿意思想末世的日子。
The unbelievers don't want to think about the cosmic universal catastrophes that are about to happen.
不信主的人不愿意思想宇宙大灾难将要发生。
The unbeliever does not want to think of a new heaven and a new earth.
不信主的人不愿意思想新天新地。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they are not ready to meet Christ.
因为他们没有预备迎接基督。
And that is the test.
那是个考验。
Are you ready to meet the Lord?
你预备好见主吗?
If you are not,
如果你还没有预备好的话,
then you need to do some business with God right now.
你现在需要与神做笔交易。
You need to surrender your life to Him.
你现在需要将生命交给神。
And you need to ask Jesus to come into your life.
你需要请耶稣进入你的生命里。
He will let you look forward to His coming back.
他会使你爱慕他的再来。
I want to close this session right now.
现在这个节目快要结束了。
And in closing, I want to share with you a message that was written on a piece of paper that was found in a house of a Christian martyr.
结束时，我想和你分享一个信息，是在一个基督徒殉道者的屋里所找到的一张纸上所写的。
Here's what he said.
这是他所说的。
I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
我属于毫无羞愧团体的一份子。
The die has cast.
已铸成模型。
I have stepped over the line.
我已跨出限制。
The decision has been made.
做出决定。
I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我是耶稣基督的门徒。
I will not look back.
我不再回头。
Let up.
不再停止。
Slow down.
不再缓慢。
Back away.
不再退后。
Or be still.
或者停止不动。
My past is redeemed.
我的过去已得赎。
My presence makes sense.
我的现在有了意义。
My future is secure.
我的未来已有把握。
I am finished and done with low living.
我不再过低俗的生活。
Sight walking.
不再凭眼见行走。
Smooth knees.
膝盖不再光滑。
Colorless dreams.
梦想不再单调。
Tamed vision.
远景不再平凡。
Worldly talking,
不谈俗世言论
cheap giving,
不再吝啬施予
and dwarfed goals,
目标不再短浅
my pace is set,
我下定决心
my gait is fast,
我加快步伐
my goal is heaven,
天堂是我的目的地
My road is narrow.
我的路是窄的。
My way is rough.
我的路是崎岖的。
My companions are few.
我的同伴是稀少的。
My guide is reliable.
我的指引是可靠的。
My mission is clear.
我的使命是清晰的。
I won't give up.
我不会放弃。
Shut up.
不会沉默。
Or lit up.
或是半途而废。
Till I have stayed up.
我保持警醒。
Stored up.
养精蓄锐。
Prayed up.
不住祷告。
For the cause of Christ.
为基督的缘故。
I must go until he comes.
我勇往直前，等候主来。
Give till I drop.
鞠躬尽瘁。
Preach till everyone knows.
将福音传遍天下。
And when he comes for his own.
当主再来，接属于他的人。
He will have no trouble recognizing me.
他必认得我。
Because my banner will have been very clear.
因我的旗帜十分鲜明。
Would this be your motto?
你会不会以此为你的座右铭呢？
I pray that it is.
我为此祈求。
God bless you.
愿神赐福给你。
And goodbye.
再会。
非常感谢您的收听。我们将来在末日耶稣审判世界的时候，我们作为信徒会在众人和天使面前先做审判。我们是要赢得那将来的奖赏。在这个世界上，我们就好像在做一个一生的考试，打造一个真理建造的房屋。我们的心要警醒，顺从圣灵的声音。在这个世界上，太多的声音掺杂在一起，我们能听到圣灵那细微的声音吗？在这个真理得不到高举的地方，让我们安静自己，听从那从神而来的声音，迈出大步，为要向着标杆直跑，去赢得那神所给的奖赏吧。那我们今天的节目就到这里了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。
是。